Welcome to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Good morning, New York. Good afternoon if you're in the UK. Good evening if you're in India, and welcome to the show. Today, we're talking to the amazing, the awesome Jackie Grant, where we're going to be talking about exercise and why it's different at menopause. And somebody told me this week, they really love my show theme music, and I love it because it's just that rocky, bouncy, and it gets me in a great mood for the show, gets the energy going. So yeah, it's really good fun. So how is your week going? I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, because I find this transition between summer and winter is a little bit of a trial for me, so I'm going to talk more about that. But first of all, we start where we always start off, with what's in the media this week about menopause. And I've got some really interesting stuff this week. So in USA Today, we all know what menopause is, so why aren't we talking about perimenopause? And I think, you know, when you work in this field, you sort of take for granted people know what the words mean, and they don't. A lot of women and a lot of men use the word menopause as like that whole time during this transition. And other women are like, what's perimenopause? And apparently peri means like either side of, around. So it's all of the years around menopause. Menopause is one day. It's the day of your last period, and you don't know when that is until a year later. So menopause is a year after your last period. So perimenopause is actually this thing that we talk about as all those years around menopause. And what this article is saying is, you know, this can start as early as your late 30s. Of course, for some women, about 1 to 3% of women, it can be earlier because of premature ovarian failure, or it could be hysterectomy or medical treatment. But in general, it can start as early as your late 30s, early 40s. And it can span that time, the other side of your menopause, when you're still experiencing symptoms. So Dr. Kolsov says every person who's going to go through this, all of us women, should know about it by the time we're 35. In other words, if we know that things are going to start changing, it helps us to prepare for it. It's surprising to learn you may be in perimenopause in your early 40s, but understanding what's happening makes a world of difference. And that is true. That's what I tell my clients. That's what I tell groups when I speak to them. Okay, moving on. Medical news today. Can hormone replacement therapy, HRT, cause breast cancer? Now, this is a question that comes up a lot, one-to-one with women, in groups, when I'm doing talks. So this article says hormone replacement therapy is a treatment option for menopause-related symptoms. Although it can increase the chance of breast cancer, this risk is small and will return to average after a person stops taking HRT. A person should discuss the benefits and risks of HRT with a healthcare professional. That is a key point. Do your own research before you go and see a medical practitioner, and then really talk it through. The breast cancer risk also depends on the type of HRT a person is taking. So Breast Cancer Now, a British therapy, notes that the risk of developing breast cancer if a person is aged between 50 and 96 is as follows. 63 in 1,000 women who've never taken HRT. 83 in 1,000 women who use combined HRT, so that's a progesterone and estrogen HRT, for 5 years, 68 in 1,000 women who use estrogen only HRT for 5 years. So you can see it varies according to what HRT you're taking. But this is a really important conversation to have with your medical practitioner. So don't get, if you want to take HRT, if your symptoms are saying, I need some help here, do your research, go and speak to your medical practitioner and ask about the risks and benefits. My next item is from HuffPost, and menopause skincare is having a moment. I had to look at that. Menopause has become like the new black, where everybody is jumping on the bandwagon, says Nigay Arif, a GP who specializes in women's health. I feel really strongly about all these privatized treatments that companies are telling women to have. Skincare is just a part of it. So if we go back to that first post about perimenopause, one of the things that can happen in the years leading up to menopause is that your skin gets drier and the texture of it changes. So there's stuff going on with your skin. And so you get a lot of, skincare is having a moment. Certainly Boots, the chemists here in the UK, who have now been bought out by Walgreens. So if you're in the States, it's part of Walgreens now. They've put out a whole range of products that are specifically for menopause skin, but other companies have done it as well because they recognize that it's now a gap in the market for this, because sales to women at menopause in all areas are really going up. So Dr. Arif says, women's skin does change during perimenopause. Hormone fluctuations can cause some women to experience teenage-like acne, while a drop in estrogen, which helps keep the skin hydrated, can cause dry or itchy skin in others. But Dr. Arif is not convinced that moisturizers and serums are the answer. Anything to do with our skin goes deeper. It's about what you're eating, how you're exercising. I can see Jackie nodding. The lifestyle things, whether you're smoking, whether you're drinking alcohol, how much caffeine, all of that, that's your building blocks. So all of those things can have an effect on your skin. Dr. Reeve says she sees women in her clinic who spent thousands of pounds on treatments or products when what would really help, she says, is hormone replacement therapy. So there is a place for hormone replacement therapy, and you need to look at what you're eating, look at how you're exercising, look at your lifestyle. It's part of a package. End of my rant for today. As you know, I sometimes go into one. Okay, from today, doctor thought symptom was part of menopause. It was a sign of precancerous condition. So this was a female doctor who found that she'd gone through menopause and she was still getting spotting. She was still getting blood. And it's a dangerous sign. If you've been through menopause and you're getting spotting, time to go and have a chat with your medical practitioner, because it can be a sign of uterine cancer. So not trying to scare you. I'm just saying if it happens, check it out. You want to catch it as soon as you can. From the BBC, menopause women share symptoms and support in Belfast Cafe. So for those of you in the UK or certainly in the States, you may not have heard of menopause cafes. They're a chance for women to come together to talk about what they're experiencing. It's not a pity party. It's not, oh my God, how bad is this? It's a chance to say, is this what you're experiencing? It's a chance to get a bit educated, and it's a chance to have that support, because we need the support of other women. And I remember like 5-6 years ago, I ran a menopause retreat weekend, and it was fantastic. We did it in France. We looked at food, we looked at exercise, we looked at lifestyle, we looked at the whole thing. But when I was marketing it, some women said, why would I want to spend time with other women at menopause? Because they're other women. You don't say when you're a teenager, why do I want to spend time with teenagers? Because they're a bit, you know, monkey. No, you know, we need to be talking to each other. We don't become lepers. Again, sorry, bit of a rant there. Okay, moving on. Happy Fall has how to prepare for perimenopause. So you see perimenopause has made a bit of a comeback this week. What can people do to support themselves through perimenopause in advance of these hormonal changes? Pre-warned is pre-armed. That's why we do the show, to tell you about this stuff. The issue is that once we're in perimenopause, we may have symptoms, including brain fog, that make it harder to decipher the information we need. So it's crucial to gain a greater understanding of what may happen beforehand. Yes, yes, and yes. Get informed, and then it's not as scary. In order to optimize our health prior to and during perimenopause, we need to eat well, move more, sleep well, and look after our mental health. Yep, we're agreeing with all of that. Moving on to the digital journal, Bossa Bars That's BOSSA, present a key industry events in support of Menopause Awareness Day. Menopause Awareness Day, 18th of October. Watch this space. We'll be talking more about that. Bossa bars are plant-based bars created with menopausal females' health in mind and will be part of two key events coming up aimed and promoting wellness for women in the pause. We don't pause, we just get faster. Bossa Bar's female-founded mission-based company is focusing on empowering women in perimenopause through postmenopause and to talk about their health bars. So I've never heard of Bossa Bars. I might have a look for it now. Now, this is an important one. They're all important. Very Well Health, what you need to know about fibroids after menopause. The word fibroid can seem like a scary word to hear for many women, even though most uterine fibroids are non-cancerous. They're classified as tumors. Fibroids are something almost every woman experiences. In fact, researchers estimate 70 to 80% of all women will have a fibroid at some point in their lifetime. I've had them removed. So there's something you can do about it. During menopause, when hormone levels decrease, the fibroid isn't being provided with enough hormones to grow so they can shrink and disappear. However, it's not always the case. Risk factors are high blood pressure, vitamin D deficiency, obesity, high levels of stress, family history of fibroids, no history of pregnancy, and being African American, Black women are 2 to 3 times more likely than white women to experience fibroids. I'm bringing in Jackie here. If you are on Facebook, you will see that Jackie is a woman of color. And Jackie, this is an issue for Afro-Caribbean women in the UK who have way more incidence of hysterectomy than white women do. Have you come across that in your work?
Yes, definitely. Definitely much more. I'd say from my sister to my older sister to my younger sister to me, having fibroids, and a number of clients who have come to, you know, sessions with me as well.
So sometimes people say to me, well, you know, culturally or ethnically, are there differences in menopause? And this is one of the things, because as I say, a lot more women of color have hysterectomies. So they're going into menopause younger, because that is like the nuclear option for treating fibroids. There are other treatments for fibroids, but it is a fact that more women of colour are having hysterectomies. Mm. And so it's something that we really need to think about. And of course, they can, indicators can be heavy bleeding, it can be pain. So watch out for those things, even if they are not cancerous. So join us after the break when I will formally introduce Jackie. We can shake hands with her virtually and find out about how she helps women at menopause through exercise. We'll see you after the break.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, where we are rocking it out today with Jackie Grant. So Jackie has been a professional of helping people to find solutions to enhance their health and life, always, since she started working. First being a drugs worker before moving into senior management in drug and alcohol service and moving into running her own fitness and health business. She loves what she does and loves changing people's life. It's what inspires her to continue to do what she does and give people the tools and insights to be able to make changes that will help them to live a brighter, beautiful life. We all want one of those. Her mission is to help females to find natural solutions to their hormonal imbalances so that they can feel great in their own skin. Jackie, welcome on board.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
So before we delve into this, I just want to go back to that autumn thing because, you know, some women think of menopause as being like the autumn of life. So in autumn, all the lovely colours come out. So we can be yes. celebrating colours. We can be celebrating the harvest. We can be harvesting all our knowledge and experience. For me, September is a difficult month. I don't consciously think, oh, I'm going to get a bit sad this month. It just happens. And I know I haven't got as much energy. Do you get that, or are you fine with this time of year?
No, I am. I am fine. And that's probably because I spend so much time outside anyway. I think that, you know, I'm kind of used to the changes in the season, really. Do you know? Yeah. I mean, I probably don't like it so much that it gets dark. But, you know, we got no choice.
We can move to the equator, but it's a bit, bit of a drastic solution.
Yeah.
I have to recognise that this September and October are tricky months. I do go outside in the morning. I do my Tai Chi outside. I sit in my conservatory at lunchtime to get as much daylight as I can. And I just have to recognize it's a natural cycle for my body. It's okay, and supplement my body. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. So when you started out in your career, Jackie, what took you into this kind of health and well-being sector?
I always wanted to be a fitness instructor.
Oh.
Yeah, for a long time. And I don't know why I didn't. I think at one point I was going to do the YMCA course, and then the next minute I didn't. And then, you know, you get I moved into working with people with homeless drug users, and then moving into management. But, you know, all that time I was going, I'm going to leave. But I always enjoyed the gym. I was always in the gym. I was mainly a class person. So, you know, moving into using weights was kind of different for me, because I was like, kind of, I didn't really like the weights room and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? The guys hanging about. But now I'm like, I don't even care who's next to me.
So then what was the kind of transition? Why did you finally make that leap into your own business?
Well, it was targets, really, targets that I had to tell, you know, managers, to tell staff. And it really didn't resonate with me well, because, you know, in terms of like getting people, you know, supporting people to come off of drugs, I didn't see how you could make it a target to do that, really. You know, it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. But it's a big step, isn't it? Because, you know, I didn't start my own business till I was 54, And there's a lot to learn, isn't there? Because you kind of really want to do your thing. You want to be working with people. And then there's the website and the IT and the finance. And how did you find all that transition?
Yeah, that was a bit much, yeah. I completely love doing what I do, but all those bits, you know, if I could have a VA that does everything, although I do have a bookkeeper and accountant, so do you know what I mean? It's like, no, I can't be dealing with those things. As soon as I think about that, I'm like, there's something else I've got to do.
So what, if it's not a rude question, and I, you know, what age were you when you started your own business?
42.
So you got there sooner than I did. So that's great. Yeah. And I find that a lot of women get to a stage of life where they just go, do you know what? I don't want to do this thing that I've been doing. And it's a real opportunity. So when women say to me, what are the benefits of menopause? One of the benefits for me was that whole realization, epiphany moment of, I don't want to be doing this. I'm doing for the rest of my life. You know, it has served me well, it's set me up, but now I want to be doing something that feels important to me.
Yeah, exactly. You're so right.
So then did you start out working mainly with women and women at menopause, or has this been another kind of transition?
So what happened when I did I did fitness instructor. So I was a fitness instructor since 2007, and I didn't do my PT till 2012, and I was still working, so it wasn't until I started thinking, right, okay, who do I want to work with? I always wanted to work with women, and having, you know, PCOS, fibroids, it was a natural kind of transition into thinking, well, you know, I had to like kind of find my own feet of what to do with, you know, with my symptoms of PCOS. So it was like, you know, it was a thought in my head, oh right, I don't want people to have to do that. Okay, there are, you know, websites that you can go to, and Verity was a good website at the time when I got diagnosed for PCOS. And although you can
just stop there and say polycystic ovary syndrome.
Yeah.
Let's just say, because I say not everybody knows the words, and when you're working, you are so right. Carry on.
Yeah. So, you know, not all the information on that, because you can read things, right? And you can start creating things in your head, can't you, of like, oh, I'm going to get that. And that was starting to do that when I was starting to look up things. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of knowledge that people could have, that, you know exactly what it's, because everyone's different, and just remembering that, you know, everyone's going to have different things happen to them.
Really important point, that every woman's experience of menopause is different. And some women, about 25% of women, will sail through it, just like those girls when you were going through teenage who went through puberty and had like one spot and one miserable day, and the other girls who like had a face full of acne and were in floods of tears. Yeah. It's exactly the same, you know. There are some common things that you can expect, but you don't know until you're going through it.
Exactly, for sure.
And so you started to specialise in this area. Have you always been interested in the nutrition side as well as the exercise side?
Well, I started off on the exercise side and then brought in nutrition after that, really.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you what you will think is an obvious question. Why? Why did you get interested in nutrition?
Well, because it goes hand in hand with exercise. You know, actually, it's 80% nutrition, 20% of the exercise, although that kind of changes when you change with age, because you need to be bringing up the exercise, you know, more. Because of the fact that, you know, with aging, your sarcopenia, you know, in terms of muscle mass, let me talk English.
That would be good, because I didn't know that word.
So you lose your muscle mass, and, you know, your bone density, all these kind of things that we need to be really focused on. So, you know, strength training is really important as we age. So, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's the other things as well, like the bone health. Oh, I mean, we know that we need to exercise, but at this stage of life, as your levels of estrogen are going down, estrogen protects and has effect on so many functions in the body, including our bone growth, including our heart health, including our pancreas health for our insulin, that when that level of estrogen is going down, we've got to be paying more attention to supporting our bodies. And yeah, I think the nutrition side is so important. We had Maggie Fordham on a few weeks ago, who is also a personal trainer, and she focused hers on the nutrition side of it and how we really need to be thinking about it, because this is just so important. So when women come to see you, do they think they're coming for the exercise side and then you kind of swing in with the nutrition or like sneak it in?
No, I don't. It's really about the individual and what they want to focus on. So, you know, some people come to me in terms of both, and some come for the fitness, but then may come back for the nutrition. Do you see what I'm saying? So it just, you know, wherever someone's focus is what we work towards at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because I work on the, you know, one of my treatments, one of my therapies is around hypnotherapy. Sometimes when women come and see me, they think it's all going to be that. But I'm always going to look at, how are you exercising? What are you eating? How are you sleeping? You know, because it's that whole package. And is there a specific form? I mean, we're going to go into more detail because I can see the break is coming up. We're going to talk about it more after the break. But is there a specific form of exercise that you do with women? Are you mainly outside?
I am mainly outside. So I tend to I bring everything to them. I'm going to probably won't be able to do that forever. So I bring weight. So I do strength and HIIT. Those are the key ones in terms of, you know, supporting, especially when you're going through peri to post menopause. But, like, you know, there are other areas which we really need to focus on, which is always the one that's kind of forgotten, is that restorative activities. You know, because we actually, you know, we live in a stressful world. It's not just about the stress that actually comes from us, like, doing a bit of road rage or whatever else, but it's the stress of us ruminating about things, getting anxious about things, everyday life. I mean, you don't go through a whole day and have nothing happen. And that's, you know, if you do, hey, tell me what you're doing.
You know? Well, I could tell you my stresses today. it was looking like a pretty good day, and then suddenly it got pretty stressy. So join us after the break when we'll be talking more about the importance of the restorative work, how we need to be reducing our stress through taking action to look after our stress levels. Join us after the break to learn more. Comment on Facebook. We'll see you after the break.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a cannabis enthusiast, a cannabis professional, or interested in entering the cannabis space? I'm Johnny Tsunami, and this is Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view. On our show, we will discuss the cannabis world through the perspective of various cannabis professionals. Tune in every Thursday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m., Talk Radio NYC, Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. And today we're talking about empowering through exercise with the lovely Jackie Grant. So Jackie, you just teased us before the break about restorative activities. Tell us more about what they are and why we need to be doing them.
Right. So I would say things like just taking that time out, maybe even just, you know, after the show, having the lie down and just taking a little space for yourself. Yeah, you don't have to have music, you don't have to meditation. If that helps, then yeah, definitely do that. But just taking 20 minutes of, like, you know, focusing in on yourself, and that's it, you know. So that's one way. Yoga nidra has been, which is part of that, is a way of doing that as well. And then just grounding. So for instance, if you are out in nature, you know, taking your shoes off and just getting yourself in with the grass, actually feeling the ground, you know, just being in nature, just listening to what's going on, you know, so that kind of thing. And obviously meditation is another good thing to do. You know, tapping, if you've ever tried tapping, tapping's another good restorative. I mean, I do that every morning. I love tapping, you know, because you're kind of doing an affirmation with it, it actually makes you focus on that rather than sometimes we end up focusing all over the place with loads of other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's it. Sometimes women say, well, if I sit down and close my eyes, what goes through my head is all the jobs I've got to do. So yeah. If you're doing something like tapping and you're actually, so this is like EFT, emotional freedom technique, you're actually saying something to yourself as you're doing it, and that can help you to focus more rather than just closing your eyes and doing your shopping list. You know, that's not de-stressing you. So, oh, I've got loads of questions. So what is nidra yoga? I don't know nidra. Is this a restorative yoga?
It is. Basically, it's more or less doing what I said, like lying on the floor, you know, covering yourself up, maybe listening to some music, maybe focusing on your breath, but you're just completely just lying there and, you know, taking yourself out of the space, out of what you're actually in. You know, you might be in your space where, you know, you're in your home office and you've been doing whatever, you know, you're doing, but it just takes you away by, you know, just lying there and taking that time. So yeah.
So is this a balance between these kind of restorative activities that are helping us to reduce our stress? And if you've listened to any of the previous shows, I've talked about this before, how stress actually steals some of the building blocks that help us to enhance our hormones. So managing our stress is incredibly important at a time when we're really stressed. So is it this balance between the restorative and the should I call it active exercise? Is this what's important at menopause?
Yeah, it is. It is totally important to have a balance of both, because like you said, in terms of, you know, the hormones being more active, there's different hormones that are more active once you go into peri to post-menopause. And what we want to be doing is trying to build those building blocks back up and also reduce your sympathetic nervous system and bringing up more of the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah, so that sympathetic system is the one that's reacting all the time. It's like when we breathe in and we're getting active, but if we're breathing out slowly, we're triggering our parasympathetic. It wants to just calm us down and balance us. And at this stage of life, we need that balance. So when you're doing the kind of active exercise with women, what kind of exercises are you doing? I know it's going to depend on who the client is, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, definitely. But a lot of the time I'm doing you know, strength-based exercise. So using compound exercises are things like squats, lunges, deadlifts, those kind of things, you know. And then also, you know, the smaller ones like your triceps, your biceps exercises as well. And really, it depends on if someone wants to, you know, lose fat or whether they want to build strength. So as to what, you know, type of exercise that I'm doing with them, or the way that it's put together.
and do you find that as part of this, you're educating women about menopause? Because I generally find that most women coming into perimenopause have got very little idea about what to expect or what's going on. So are you doing that kind of education bit in the background?
Yes, I am doing that education bit in the background. And you mentioned Menopause Cafe. I actually started the Menopause Cafe just before we went into lockdown here. So we did 2 months of it. And it didn't really work online. So, like, you know, I'm due to relaunch it again. So that was a really, really good time, because there was a lot of women that didn't understand it or even had, you know, symptoms that were not the symptoms that, you know, are readily seen. Do you know what I mean? So it was really a good time, a good discussion that was going on, and education for other people to understand what other people were going through, and just give that extra support, really.
Yeah, I think it takes some of the fear out of it. You know, I've run online courses for women, live online courses. And I've done a lot of online webinars for organisations, because I do a lot of work now around menopause in the workplace, which is a much bigger thing here in the UK than anywhere else in the world, although other parts of the world are catching up now. Australia are doing work in this. America is starting to get interested. And when I run those, I think the employers think, you know, they're not sure anybody's going to be interested. But this can be the first time these women have had any opportunity to talk about what they're experiencing. And providing the space is safe, you know, they don't feel they're going to be judged. The questions just pour in, because they've never found anybody to talk to it about.
Yeah.
Do you find there's any cultural difference between women of colour and white women, or do we all not know anything? Do all of our mothers let us down by not seeing us?
It's so funny. I was talking to someone the other day, because I'm just going to become locally. We've got a women's network, and I was talking to one of the committee members, and she was saying that, and this is in the Asian culture, and she was saying that, like, she'd have her auntie going like this, and with her sari, and just saying, oh, it's just that time, and not actually explaining to her what it was all about. Do you see what I mean? And her not actually knowing what was to come. So, and she was saying, you know, I really, really want to prepare for that. So she's, you know, she's really glad that I'm connecting with them in order to you know, relaunch the cafe.
Yeah. So I think just generally, it's not a subject as women that we've talked about very freely. So, you know, our mothers didn't talk about it. Our sisters didn't talk about it. unless there was a particular problem. And so we just come into this phase of life really underinformed. And then it gets a bit scary when you start to have symptoms and you don't know what's going on. Also, there is this kind of difference in the medical treatment. I'm going out there with this, okay, that different races receive. Now, whether it's that, you know, the doctors aren't understanding what's happening with different women, or whether there is anything racial about it, I don't know. But we know that women of colour receive not as good treatment as white women do. There you go. I've said it.
You've said it, Pat.
And of course, that could be at any stage, because we know that women of colour tend to have less good outcomes in pregnancy. They have more miscarriages. They have more birth problems. And, you know, that carries on through fertility treatment and into menopause and the treatment we receive then. And I'm going out there with this because I know that the program after this is Reverend Dr. Tara Lynn, whose program is Dismantle Racism, and she's going to be talking about racial bias in medicine.
Ah, brilliant!
And we're smoothing the way for her to talk about.
Yes, definitely.
And how do you get women started? Is it a case of like, where are they with their fitness and developing it from there? How do you set those targets and get them started?
So, you know, without, you know, at the start, there always has to be a baseline. We always have to find out where someone's starting from, you know. We don't want to be guessing. So I always do a fitness assessment with my clients at the start, you know. So we have we do measurements and body fat, because body fat's more important than BMI. And also when you're talking about BMI, it would be great if she's going to be talking about BMI today, because it doesn't really reflect the population. So, you know, someone could be said that they're obese and they're not actually obese. It's just, you know, culturally they're totally different. So yeah, so we always have a baseline of where someone's starting from. So all those things, do a fitness assessment, and then we've got somewhere to review, you know, review where they've changed, you know, whether their posture has changed, whether their technique has changed in the exercises. So yeah,
and then you're setting goals, or do they come to you like, oh, I want to achieve this?
Yeah, so at the consultation, that's where we set the goals. Yeah, so I always look at, you know, where people want to get to, you know, in realistic parameters, and also any challenges and obstacles that they're going to have to actually get in there.
Yeah, so important to understand where, because I've got one of my hips isn't as good as the other hip, and when I use weights, I get neck pain. Oh, I don't want to burden you with my problems. They don't stop me from doing my Tai Chi. That's a good thing. Okay, yeah. So we're coming up to our last break. And after the break, we'll be talking about Jackie's top tips for you for staying fit and doing that restorative work during menopause. See you after the break.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Do you feel uninformed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL, every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the last quarter of the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause, with my guest today, Jackie Grant. So, Jackie, we know women lead very busy lives, and they're managing homes and families as well as their work and trying to squeeze their health in somewhere along the way. We want your top tips. What are your top tips for women at this stage of life?
Well, the first tip is that you need to put it at the top of your list, because the thing is that if there's no health, there's no you, going to work, there's no you looking after everyone else. So that would be my first tip. The second tip is just schedule, one thing in, one thing. If you're not already doing something, schedule one thing in, and then just build on that. Rather than some people go all out and end up doing a whole load of things for 1-2 weeks and then they do nothing. So just start to build in one small thing that you can be doing, whether that is, strength based exercise, whether that is, building in your restorative activities that I said before, or whether that's building in some HIIT exercise. My third tip is that don't beat yourself up if you don't do it.
Yes. That's only going to stress you out.
Exactly. Don't do that.
We're so good at beating ourselves up.
Oh, I tell you, seriously. And it's just unnecessary. Yeah, just... if you've done something that week, if you meant it to do two, don't worry about that week. That week was still good. Just go into the next week. I think that's enough tips, actually.
Well, we like loads of tips, but I think that first thing is, doing the one thing. Because often when women talk about exercise, they go, "Oh, I haven't got time. I haven't got the energy. I haven't slept." Okay, those are all the things that block you.
Yeah.
You can talk about those as much as you like. They're not going to change anything.
Yeah.
So you have to think, well, what would boost my exercise? So could I commit to a 5-minute walk every day?
Exactly.
Whether that's like parking my car outside the office and walking around the block, or parking further from my office, or getting off the bus one stop early, or off the train. How would I put that 5 minutes in? And then if you can do more than that, fantastic. But it's exactly what you're saying, Jackie. You've got to do one thing. Anything more than nothing is a success. Don't beat yourself up, but have a success. So some mornings, tomorrow morning, I've got a client at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to be able to do my usual routine. Okay. Then I will see if I can get myself out for a walk in the afternoon instead of doing my Tai Chi and my flexibility exercises and all the things I have to do these days to keep a reasonable level.
Yeah. No, totally. It's like today I knew I had loads of clients back to back, and I hate going to the gym at 12 o'clock. It's not my thing. Once it starts getting too much into the day, no. So I went at 6 o'clock this morning. Okay, it's a bit early, but I'm an early person. So, 6 o'clock, I just went and I was like, right, okay, I've got 45 minutes. And I'm going to do 45 minutes. That's it. I have to get back in time to do a, session at 7:30. So, it's just, carving out that time. And if you need to move your schedule, just move it. It's fine.
And it's that prioritising that first thing you said, prioritize your health. Mm. Often it's like your health is at the bottom of the pile. Mm. And then you wonder, you're getting stressed, you're catching colds, you're not feeling well. We have to put our health, you know, there's that old saying of you can't pour from an empty jug. If you're giving all the time, there's nothing left.
Mm, exactly.
So you've got to put your one thing at the top of your list and say, whatever else I do, I'm going to do that.
Exactly. And the one thing is you. You.
So, Jackie, I know you've got a Facebook page. Is that where you would like women to go if they, you know, want to find out more about you?
I've got a Facebook group, actually.
Oh,
it's called Balancing Women's Hormones for Fat Loss. So that's my Facebook group on there. Yeah, so it'd be great if people would like to come along. It's great. I'm on live every week.
So I will put that link under the Facebook and I'll put it in the other posts that I do as well. I often blog about what we've been talking about. So I'll put that link in there as well so that Brilliant. Women can find it. Perhaps your one thing is just to go and join that group and get motivated, because some women are more motivated when they're with a group of other women.
Mm.
It's like you make that commitment. Like if you've got a gym buddy, then you think, right, oh, well, I better go because yeah. otherwise I'm letting down my gym buddy. Other women are more motivated to be by themselves. So don't yeah. feel like you've got to go off and join a gym.
No.
You don't have to. You don't have to go to a class. But if you love a class, you know, if you love dancing or you like Zumba, or find something you love, that is exactly. so important. Exactly. Otherwise you'll just lose the will to do it, and we yeah. want you to be enjoying it.
Definitely It's like building your own movement menu. What things did you used to love when you were a kid that you might want to explore back again? Check it out.
Yeah, tapping into our child selves. So if you've been watching us on Facebook, you see we've been bopping to the theme music. I always love dancing. So if I can get, if you get a 3-minute dance in every day, how good would that be?
Oh, yes.
Dance like nobody's looking. If they are, just dance anyway.
Exactly. Get your old tunes out. I love my 80s. Always playing 80s.
Yeah, just get some music out. You know, if you could commit just to dancing to a piece of music, if you've still got kids at home, you know, could you dance with the kids? Because they'd probably enjoy it, or they might be embarrassed. If it was my son, he'd say, can you stop now? Because you're just embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, I think my son would say the same.
Sons are never very supportive in this area. So, yeah, you know, it could be that dancing would be your one thing that you do. And just finding tracks used to be 3 minutes. I don't know how long they are now.
Yeah, they're about 2.5, 3. Yeah.
Yeah, something you can dance to and just get yourself moving a bit. Because, you know, as Jackie's been saying, this is not just important for our physical health, our hormonal balance. It's about our emotions as well. It's about avoiding all that stress that builds up so quickly. So there's been lots to take from what Jackie said today. So go back, listen to the recording again, and just think about the sort of what I've called active exercise, the stuff you have to do to strengthen your body, but also that restorative work that you need to do to help with your emotions. We need to release that stress a bit. Any last thoughts, Jackie, before we end the show?
Any last thoughts?
So many.
Oh God, I know. I'm like, okay. I love this Jim Rohn quote, which is, you've only got one place to live. Yeah. So remember your body, you've only got that one place to live. So remember, you need to look after it.
Lovely. I love that. This is where we live. So thank you, Jackie, for joining me today and sharing all of your thoughts. You can find the recording for this show and for all the previous shows where we've talked about so many things. We've talked about domestic abuse. We've talked about brain fog. We've talked about managing your time. There's so much for you to go back to. Find it at talkradio.nyc. Go and have a look there and you can find all the previous recordings. I'm just trying to think what we're talking about next week. It might be fibromyalgia. I know my guest is Sharon Saylor, who is an expert in this area. So do join us for that. And if you need more help with your menopause, patduckworth.com. You'll find resources there. You can email me, pat@patduckworth.com. Coming up next, as we said, is the Reverend Dr. TLC on Dismantle Racism, talking about racial bias in medicine, which we just talked about. So thank you again to my guests. Thank you to my producer today, Kyle. I will see you next week when my guest will be Sharon Saylor. I'm looking forward to that. See you next week.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Innings. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.